and cascaded over her shoulders like a shroud. She moved silently, like a wraith-like goddess, which was fitting, really, considering where she and her sisters lived. Hazel was a soft-spoken and exceedingly empathetic young lady, always willing to listen to her sister's problems and lend her support. That leaves us with Primrose. Now, she was a striking redhead with sparkling green eyes, a peaches and cream complexion, and a light smattering of freckles across her nose. She was light-hearted and fun, always ready for adventure, and doomed to be entirely driven by her emotions, which sometimes vexed her sisters, causing the three to quarrel. The sisters spent much of their time in the dead woods, exploring the mausoleums and reading the names off the headstones in what felt like to the sisters a small city of the dead. They spent hours walking the various pathways of beautiful and ornate tombstones, statues, and crypts, sometimes saying the dead's names aloud as they passed them, reciting the names off the tombstones, singing them almost like a song. With little else to fill their time, the sisters found happy occupations to keep themselves busy while traversing the dead.